Welcome back. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. This weekend, Southwest Florida will be celebrating its 9th annual Pride Festival. The lineup includes the usual live music, food, and drinks expected at a Pride Fest. But Southwest Florida Pride differs in its community base. Nearly a decade after the first festival, the event is still volunteer-run. Joining us today is Charlie Grisler. He's a board member of Pride Southwest Florida, the local nonprofit behind the event. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Julie, for having me.
We're talking about the 9th annual Southwest Florida Pride, which is happening this coming weekend in Fort Myers. What LGBT issues do you want to see addressed in Southwest Florida? Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Charlie, start us at the beginning. What did the first Southwest Florida Pride event look like?
So it was created in August of 2009, and it was to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York City.
What is that? I don't know. For those who don't know.
In 1969, the Stonewall Riots, basically, it was against the law to be homosexual, and the police rushed into Stonewall Inn, which is a gay establishment, a bar in the village, and it basically incited a riot. There was battering. They beat up the people inside, and they rioted directly afterwards and took to the streets as a basically call for action for civil rights and for rights for the LGBT community there. And that's really what started the idea of the Pride Parade or a Pride Festival.
And then so on the anniversary of that is when the Pride Festival started
yes.
here.
On the anniversary of the 40th anniversary, we started our first Pride. And most Prides happen in the month of June. Ours happens in October. Ours is in conjunction with National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th annually. And President Obama made the month of October LGBT History Month. So our Pride event here in Southwest Florida happens every month in October or every year in October.
It kind of coincides with some serious historical moments.
Yes, definitely.
How does that make you feel to be connected to something like that historically and then celebrating it here?
It makes me feel personally fulfilled. I'm originally from New York City. So my idea of Pride in the past has been coming from a larger city. So I've been in Southwest Florida now for 5 years here to be part of the Pride organization here and contribute to the fostering the growth of the community here has been largely personally fulfilling on my part.
Well, it's kind of a small town, really, obviously, compared to New York.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So it's a different scene entirely.
Yes.
How would you compare, I mean, the difference between being in a smaller town with, I mean, a smaller community? Everything proportionately is going to be smaller.
Yeah. I feel like the community here, people aren't as out and proud. And it's taken a lot over the last 9 years to grow Pride to what it is. It started, they only had 6 weeks to put it together. It started with 30 vendors, and I believe, if I'm quoting correctly, the first event had about 200 attendees, and we've grown to now 6,000 to 7,000 attendees annually. So it's definitely been an uphill battle over the course of the 10 years. But I think also things have changed socially within our society and our community, and that has also fostered the growth of the LGBT community.
A lot of things have changed a lot in the last 9 years.
Oh, definitely.
And it all the way down here to our small town. So what is the Gay Pride weekend like this coming weekend?
So Friday night, October 6th is Tied with Pride, and it's put on by the Gay Social Network. And it's kind of a kickoff event. It's more of a fancier event. People usually dress up in bow ties. And that is in conjunction with the Southwest Florida LGBT Fund. And then Saturday is the main event, which is Pride. That's from 12 to 5 at Alliance for the Arts on McGregor Boulevard.
So that's the main event.
That's the main event.
12 to 5 Saturday.
12 to 5:30 on Saturday. And we have loads of live entertainment. There's a stage, food trucks, vendors. It's kind of like a small marketplace.
Well, I mean, I know they have the green market there in the morning at the—
Yeah, that's behind. It's at a different area. It's not the Alliance, but it's on the other side of their property.
Okay.
We have the main field, which is on the corner of McGregor and I want to say Davis, if I'm correct.
The big circular piece of art with the
yes.
multicolored little pokers going through
yes,
it?
Yes. That
that's a nice descriptor of art.
That sculpture is within our Pride field.
Oh, okay. So that's where that's
so we're on the
be.
South side of the building. The marketplace in the morning is on the north side of the building.
So you can go get all your fresh produce and then just walk on over and have,
yep.
have Pride Week. So what kind of things are going to be there? Are there booths and stuff? Are you going to have vendors,
there's
people
booths.
Selling stuff?
Yep. There's booths. There's local businesses, establishments, they'll be selling wares. There's food trucks. Local community organizations are there and live entertainment, local entertainers and DJs and drag queens and It's a family-friendly event. You can bring your kids. We just ask that you bring no pets for insurance reasons or coolers or outside food or drink.
Yeah, no pets, no coolers, no outside food.
We love our furry friends, but just...
Well, you don't want to step on anybody's paws, right? Exactly. Plus, they're little. They might get kind of lost in the shovel. There's 6,000
people. It can be stressful for them, too, 6,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
It's a good amount of people.
Tell me a little bit about some of the community partners that you have. There's some religious groups that are involved in being supportive at this event, too?
Yes, there's a good number of religious. They're Unitarian organizations, and they've been super... helpful for us, and
how important is it to have religious types of organizations getting involved in an LGBT?
I think it is important. I mean, there are still plenty members within the LGBT community that are faith-based and they believe in their organizations, and you know, we believe in them. They help foster our growth just as much as any other organizations in the community do.
Mm-hmm. And the spiritual side of life is important. For all. We're talking about Southwest Florida Pride happening this weekend in Fort Myers. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So this year has had some interesting grassroots efforts happening here locally. The LGBT Chamber of Commerce, that happened. And then there's also the call to make LGBT into a protected class locally. Cape Coral passed that.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Lee and Fort Myers County, I think they're kind of still working on it. But how do you feel about some of these grassroots efforts happening just on the hyper-local level?
I think it's amazing. I mean, it's unfortunate when you think about LGBT legislation on a statewide level. We still have no protections for discrimination, employment discrimination, housing discrimination. There are some cities and counties that are passing that legislation on more of a local level, but statewide, we really have no protections as an LGBT person. And only since 2003 has it become legal to be homosexual. So before the year of 2003, it was against the law for homosexual activity in the state of Florida. And I think that that's mind-blowing as a
– Yeah, that's 14 years ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely mind-blowing for me as an adult to think that before 14 years ago, it was literally against the law for homosexual activity to happen within our state. So it's very comforting and uplifting to know that this legislation is happening on a local level and spreading outward from there. But just because marriage equality passed, which was amazing for our community, it doesn't mean that there aren't still many things for us to achieve as a community and as a society as a whole.
Yeah, you just can't, you know, wipe your hands and say, okay, we're done.
It's not like we're done, we made it. Like there's still an uphill battle to fight, and it's still about inclusiveness as a society as a whole. So,
or just having that protection. I mean, you could currently be fired.
Yep, you can be fired for being gay in the state of Florida.
Yeah. So, I mean, Pride is, of course, a celebration and an affirmation for the LGBT community. Are there any political or social issues that you think are going to get any special attention during Pride weekend this week?
Any political...
Like, I mean, for example, you just talked a little bit about the discrimination that is... now still legal. Are there any other issues that you think might be coming up, or is it going to be more celebration focused?
I think it's more celebration focused, but to quote a CNN contributor, gay pride wasn't born out of the need to celebrate not being straight, but our right to exist without prosecution. So many people think of gay pride as this big party and this big celebration, and everyone comes out and has a great time, sure. But gay pride is really about inclusiveness and about fighting for our rights as equal citizens that everybody else in the community and society has.
Mm-hmm. We have a phone call coming in from Jack in Buckingham who has a question. Jack, what would you like to ask?
Yes, in Chicago at the Gay Pride March or one of those type marches, it was a very ugly anti-Semitic incident where they forced Jews out of the parade because they were wearing Gay Pride flags with a Jewish star in it. I just want to make sure something like that does not happen at this parade.
Well, we do have private security on staff for the event, as well as Fort Myers Police Department. It is a very secure environment. They will be at the front gates. They check licenses and bags, and I feel very safe there.
And Jonathan, I think – I'm sorry, Jack was kind of – addressing whether or not it would be inclusive if, for example, something like that happens in Chicago, like what happened in Chicago, if somebody came with an LGBT flag and then it also happened to have a Jewish star on it, would these people be excluded or forced out like he's saying happened in Chicago?
I don't think they should be. I mean,
it's an inclusivity event.
It's an inclusivity event. It's about, you know, gay, straight, ally, bisexual, transgender. It's about every walk of life. And really, that's what Pride is about. It's not specifically about just a gay. It's about everyone in the world. It's about anybody that falls on the spectrum of human.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's some sort of a reactionary – some groups may be anti whatever other group. But mm-hmm. I think what you're saying is the focus of this event in Fort Myers is not going to be to leave anybody out.
No.
All right. And we have another question from Jonathan in Naples. Jonathan, what would you like to ask?
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I've been in the design community for 18 years, a lot of close friendships in the gay community up in St. Louis, and then more recently, last 2.5 years in Florida. And as part of that design community, being gay isn't strange in interior design. It's almost the opposite. People think I'm talented. They assume I'm gay, even though I'm straight and have 4 kids. But I have really been thrilled in recent times to see people on both sides of the aisle express a need to defend the human rights of the LGBT community. And I'm one of those people that when I see, you know, some of the scary treatment around the world, people being thrown off of hotels or something like this, it really disturbs me. You know, what we saw at the Pace nightclub really disturbed me. And I want to echo your guest that this is a human issue. It isn't always about, oh, it's so important you recognize I'm gay. It's kind of like, yes, I'm gay, but will you please recognize I'm a human being worthy of dignity and respect and human rights like anyone else?
All right. Thank you, Jonathan, for your comments. And I wanted to add to that. Do you think that you're going to be seeing a lot of people coming to this event this week that will be more family and friends or supporters?
Oh, I would definitely say yes. There's a large amount of families that come. There's a large amount of children at the event, but also a large amount of allies. A large amount of our volunteer base is actually non-gay. They're allies. They're people that support the community and support our cause.
And again, the main event is Saturday. Is there anything going on Sunday?
Oh, that's right. Sunday there is a tea dance downtown at Celsius Nightclub from 2 to 6.
Okay.
Downtown Fort Myers.
So 2 to 6 p.m.?
Yep.
So kind of like a late afternoon thing there.
Yep.
So Friday is the black tie event, Friday mm-hmm. night. And then Saturday is everybody that wants to come can come at from there from noon to 5:30, you said?
Yep.
And it's at the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in and telling us about it. Charlie Grisler, Pride Board member. I really appreciate having you.
Thank you so much, Julie.
It was great talking with you.
You too.
Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1. WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM. NPR for Southwest Florida.